Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know, and she's doing all kinds of stuff these days. We got Killer Kelly. How you doing?
I am good. How about you?
I'm good. You're off of a busy time. You're in America right now, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So you hadn't wrestled in America in quite a while before your trip over, correct?
Yeah, the last time I wrestled in America was actually like my first time. It was for the Mae Young, me versus Mako.
So had you even been back to America since then?
I've been back, but not wrestling.
Fantastic. So you did Bloodsport, which we are going to talk about. I am super interested in that. Of course, a lot of people know you from the Mae Young Classic, your time in NXT UK. And you kind of quietly left. Like, a lot of people were like, hey, is Kelly still there? What's going on? What was that process like? How did you end up leaving WWE?
Well, it was something that I really didn't want to talk about. Like, I didn't want to emphasize. There were a lot of people that left NXT UK and that made it, like, a big fuss out of it. And I'm very, like, I don't like to go to every corner and, like, shout, hey, guys, I'm out. No, like, I strategically start, like, okay, what's my plan? I want to do more wrestling because I didn't do much on NXT UK. I loved the PC. I loved training with people, meeting new people, and especially, like, William Regal, learning, like, from the best. And so once I left, I was like, okay, I need to reorganize my career. I want to wrestle all over. I want to continue wrestling for WXW because I love WXW. It's my home promotion. Without WXW, I wouldn't be here. So I quietly and slowly started, like, picking up places and what should I do? What should be, like, my big announcement and my big coming out? And then there was WrestleMania week. I was like, I've never been to one of, like, these things. The closest that I've been was to SummerSlam in Canada, where I was allowed to wrestle because it was Canada and not United States. But I had a knee injury, so I couldn't wrestle. And I was so mad. So mad. I watched, like, all the shows, but I was so mad. And this was, like, my big opportunity. I was like, okay, I need to contact... I need to see, like, what shows are on and what I want to be associated with. And then I saw Bloodsport. I was like,
yes,
that's the thing that I want to do. And the other things, just like the other shows that I had, just came, like, after that. But Bloodsport was my number one. And if I only had Bloodsport that weekend, I would be thrilled. But then, like, a lot of places, a lot of, like, big surprises as well. And then COVID hit and my career was just like, ah, there's no big coming out.
How did you feel at that point, knowing that you wanted to go out and wrestle more and you had left WWE, but now those opportunities weren't really there? Like, what goes through your mind in a situation like that?
Oh, I was mad, sad, regretted everything. Because once I left, I was like, oh, so many opportunities. Mm-hmm. So much can happen. And then that big, like, punch to the nose that was COVID, it left me broken because I was so happy and so many plans and nothing came into fruition.
when I say that your departure from WWE was quiet, I mean, like, a lot of people didn't even know. And they're like, wait a second, she wouldn't be able to do this show if she was with WWE. I think that's how a lot of people found out, was that you were popping up everywhere. Yeah. And they're like, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I want it. I didn't want to make a big fuss out of it. I just wanted people to be like, oh.
Yeah.
So that means, no, we couldn't. Does it? Yeah, I wanted like a big like, I wanted to keep people like wondering.
It seemed like it added to the buzz a little bit because, quite frankly, we've seen a lot of people depart WWE over the last couple of years. And we know when their non-competes are up. We know when all that happens. But with you, it's like, wait, how is she able to do this? Like, we didn't know. And that's rare today.
Yeah. Smart.
Yes. Yes. One of the things that was always like a big talking point was the name Killer Kelly. Killer Cross came into WWE and they switched his name. And he straight up told me he had a hand in that. Did they ever approach you and say, oh, we might have to change it, we might have to switch it?
No, I was afraid. But I assume they forgot or something like that.
Really?
And they just started like announcing me as Killer Kelly. Because like my first match in WWE was during the UK tournament. And I didn't even know I was going to wrestle on the show. Like we were there hanging out backstage and then they announced the match. I was like, oh my God, Killer Kelly. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I didn't have a contract at a time. I was like, okay, that's cool. Then I did the Mae Young. I still didn't have the contract. It was in talks, but I didn't have it. And once they handed me like the paperwork and it said Killer Kelly, I was like, okay, so I can keep Killer. So that's amazing because that's the name that I wanted. And it's like a little tribute to like the Portuguese crowd who named me. So I was like, okay, that's cool. They let me keep it.
Yeah, and when Cross did come in and people were like, there's no way he could keep that name. I was looking at you as an example. I was like, well, she got to keep it. Like, so why wouldn't he? But it seems like you were a little luckier than him in that regard.
Yeah. I was very, very lucky. I really think they forgot.
Wow. So you had that Mae Young classic appearance. Of course, you faced Mako, which is amazing, but you also did a tag match that week as well. What was that week like for you from them contacting you to do it to the experience there?
Oh, it was amazing. Like I remember being in the UK and we started doing the NXT UK tapings, and like me and the girls, we were talking about like, oh, they're gonna have another Mae Young. There's a lot of girls that haven't been into the Mae Young and new countries and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll be there, but I don't know. Then one day, who was it? One of the WWE execs, like they pulled me and Isla Dawn apart. And they were like, okay, girls, I feel like you already know what this is. And we're like, oh, what is this? You're going to be in the Mae Young if you want. And we're like, oh, hell yeah. Like, I was so, so, so happy. Because watching the first Mae Young is kind of what it clicked on my brain, that being a wrestler from a country that is not the United States, like, it would be possible to achieve WWE.
Yeah.
So I was beyond thrilled. And that week, it was just one of my fondest memories in wrestling. I loved everything. Me and the girls, it was me, Ginny, Isla Dawn, and Toni Storm just riding everywhere and going to training. It was just so many great memories. And then once they told me that I had the match with Mako Satomura, it was like I can't even explain it. I literally had no reaction. It was Sara Amato that told me what my match was. Mm-hmm. And literally she said, okay, Killer Kelly versus Meiko Satomura. And I stood like this. And she was like, Kelly, aren't you happy? I'm like, I am so happy. This is like, okay, great. Because that's a great match. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then like the tag team match, it was like on the day they said, hey, so are you guys up to a tag team match? It's you and Ginny versus Candace and Big Swole,
yeah.
Ariel Monroe. I was like, ah, oh, hell yeah. Of course I'm up to it. Like, it's freaking Candace Michelle and Ariel Monroe. Like, I loved her since the day that I met her, which was at the Mae Young. I was like, she's the coolest person ever. It was great. I loved
it. She is. She's really, like, she's fun. She's just oozing charisma, like, everything about her. Like, when you see her walk, you see her move, it's like, okay, she's going to be a big, big star.
Yeah.
Like, I used to do this thing where, when I would interview people, I would, because WWE doesn't always give people interviews when you ask them to, I would be like, this girl's getting signed. So when she's signed, I want, like, a story that I can release later on down the line. So we talked about her facing Nia Jax and all that stuff, and we were able to release it last week. And man, she was on the radar like years ago. You could tell that she was going to be something really, really special. You mentioned WXW. They are now on the WWE Network.
Yeah.
So,
crazy.
I mean, there's a chance that even though you've left WWE, you're still going to be on the network.
Yes.
And with the amount that you wrestle for them, you're probably going to be on the network more now than when you were with WWE, right?
100% true.
How is that?
But it's crazy. Like, left WWE. Okay. A couple of months later. Oh, WWE is going to be on the network.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the network again. I'm like, cool. And like, I really hope they release some of my favorite matches that I had in WXW, like me versus Toni Storm at 16 Karat, me at World Tag Team Tournament, Tag Team Festival, me versus Layla. I loved it. I really hope they release those matches because you can really see who Killer Kelly is, not the Killer Kelly, the caged Killer Kelly on NXT UK, if you know what I mean.
Sure, of course. And I mean, I know that this type of thing has... I know it's been a hope of WXW for a while. I think it was in Toronto. I interviewed Felix actually when they did their show there. And it was my first time obviously ever getting to see a WXW show, seeing the growth that has went on there. How does that make you feel when a place that you have called home and that you have grown in gets that type of platform?
It makes me feel so proud because there's such hard workers, like everyone backstage, everyone in the ring. WXW is literally my family away from my family. I just love them, and I'm so happy about like all the success that they're having, all the buzz, which they should have been having for years and years.
Yeah.
Because like the product is amazing. It's an indie wrestling company, which has like the production, everything, the shows that they put on, like everything is so detailed, everything is so perfect. It's like they deserve the spotlight years and years ago. It's amazing the work that they do.
And specifically in Toronto, I know, I mean, almost everybody there, it was their first time getting to see a WXW show, and I thought that was a really cool situation that they had there. Well, you, like you mentioned, COVID kind of hit and it bogged a lot of things down, but you made it back over to the States. Tell me the process of finally setting everything up to come over, because there were a lot of restrictions in place.
Yeah. So the number one reason why I came to the States, because of my now fiance. He was in Germany for 16 Karat, but then COVID hit and he had to go home. So I didn't see him for almost 6 months, like half a year.
Wow.
And I was like, I can't go another day without seeing him. I just can't. So we started to talk like with some WXW friends that one of those friends that works in like an airline company. and he knows everything that's going on. So he said, okay, there's like a loophole that you guys can do. I'm like, what loophole? You guys can go to Mexico, stay there like for 14 days, have like a little nice vacation, and then you can enter the United States. I'm like, really? Really? Is there a loophole? It's like, yeah, you can do that. I was so nervous. So nervous. Like it was hell to go to Mexico because I had a bunch of canceled flights. My flight, like I was supposed, so I went from Portugal to Paris, and from Paris, I would go to Montreal. From Montreal, I would stay there for 12 hours and then fly over to Cancun. So I was in Paris. I hopped on my plane to Montreal. We were 7 hours in, and it was like 3 or 4 hours left. Oh, wow. We had to go back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had to go back because there was like a malfunction on the plane, and they said like they couldn't fix it in Montreal. It was like something minimal.
Yes.
But they couldn't fix it in Montreal, so we had to go back. So another day there, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to like screw up my plans of the 14 days. I'm screwed. Like, oh, my God. So then, like, I found something, like a flight that could get me into Mexico on, like, a good, like, time so that I could have, like, the 14 days there. Like, lovely vacation.
Yeah.
Alexander James proposed to me.
That's amazing.
Miss Beyonce.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So that we're never apart again because that sucked.
Are you, like... Are you looking to relocate to America? Are you looking to, like, where are you looking to make your home?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Like, I'm loving being here in the States. There's a lot of, like, great promotions and great places. Like, I worked with GCW and I work with Black Label Pro. I love them.
Yeah.
Love them. I want to work for so many more promotions. In the time being, I'm going to leave like in December. But then there's like the case of the Big W back home. And I'm like, why can't I have both? And with the COVID, like everything is super, super, super hard to decide right now.
Sure.
Super hard. But
myself and my wife, we were going to buy a house next year. And we're like, we're just going to wait. We're not even making that a plan. Yeah. Even for people that live here, making decisions like that are tough. So I can't imagine relocating to a different continent.
Yes, it's hard. It was hard the first time from Portugal to Germany. Mm-hmm. And now imagine from Europe to America with the COVID and all the restrictions and everything. It's tough. But we'll see, like, when we get married, me and AJ, maybe I'll be here. Maybe I'll be in Europe. I don't know. It's like a big incognito.
And I mean, he's a heavily booked, in-demand wrestler as well, traveling the world. So I would imagine that even before that, like sometimes the schedules wouldn't. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wouldn't match up very well at times.
Yeah, they didn't, because so we met in Germany for WXW. He would stay there for long periods of time, like up to two, 3 months at a time. And we kind of built our relationship like that, like being in Germany. And then after a month or at most 2 months, I would travel to the United States. I would stay here for like a month, something like that. And then whenever it was possible, it would go to Germany. So it was like hopping and hopping and hopping. But we've never been apart like more than 3 months, even though 3 months is super hard.
Sure.
We've never been like more than three. And then with the COVID, it was like almost six.
Man, that's got to be rough. But
yeah,
since you've been here in the States, you worked the collective, you worked Bloodsport. I was specific. Mm-hmm. I love Bloodsport. It is just, every time I see that, like, I want to go hit the gym. I want to go roll the mats. Like, I see it and I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. And you worked Allison Kay, who had a lot of training experience in that regard as well. Tell me what that was like from getting the opportunity to do it to the match itself, which was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. First of all, I need to thank Alexander Wolf for getting me the opportunity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he's friends with Barnett. And he was like, so I told him that I left WWE, and I told him about Bloodsport. Like, oh, my goal like right now is to do Bloodsport. And he said, okay, hold on a minute. Do. I was like, what's happening? I'm going to call Barnett. I'm like, huh? What? And then he said, okay, Barnett, trust me. She's the real deal. You need to have her on your show. And then he watched my stuff and he booked me. I was like, that's great. So 100% like, thank you to Alexander Wolf. He's the man. He's great.
I just want to say, I think it's hilarious that they're friends because they look so much alike.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They're like brothers.
Yeah. I want to see those guys. Like, we used to call Alexander Wolf German Barnett because they look so much alike, like the hair, the beard, everything.
Yeah, they're brothers. Imagine like a matchup between those two. I would love to see it.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah. So got booked, went to the collective, super nervous. I haven't wrestled for months, and my big, big match in America, super nervous. Then I actually met AK like in, I want to say WrestleMania week, New York. Okay. I met her in March. I was there just watching the shows. And super lovely, everything. I'm super excited. I've seen her wrestle like, for years and years, and she's great. So I was so thrilled. Then I saw her, and we were like both super excited to face each other. And I'm like, oh, it's gonna be great. I love this. Like, nothing scripted. Like, we just go there and we do our stuff, and it was amazing. Like, she is 100% legit. Like, she has training in MMA. She has fights. I have nothing.
I was going to ask about that.
Nothing. Zero. The max that I did was like a month of MMA. Mm-hmm. And that was it, because then I had to move to Germany. That was it. And of course, rolling around with Thatcher, with Wolf, with Walter. Excuse me. So that's like basically the experience that I have. It's being part of that ring conf bubble.
Yes.
Rolling around. And with my fiance, Alexander James, like, he has like a legit wrestling background. Mm-hmm. So I would pick up like some stuff, but I'm not legit. So I was a bit afraid, because 99% of the people that are on Bloodsport, they have like some kind of background. So I was afraid. But once like me and AK started doing our stuff, I was like, God damn, it feels good.
Yeah.
I feel like I belong. I love this. That match was, it's on my top, like my top five matches. I just loved. I loved how me and AK clicked, how amazing she is, and everything. It was an amazing experience. I was so happy. AK was so happy. We hugged backstage. We were like, we need now to have like a proper wrestling match. We just loved facing each other. It was amazing.
And the thing is, even if one of Barnett's friends calls to get somebody booked, if he doesn't think that you have some fight in you, he's not going to book you. Like, he's very adamant about that. So does that get, like, the wheels moving? Are we going to see Killer Kelly maybe do MMA in the future? Like, is that something you could ever jump into? We've seen Thunder Rosa do it. I mean, she's got a contract with Combate Americas. Like, you never know.
I know. It's great. Yeah. I don't know. First, I need to, like, find, a base country.
Sure.
And finally have, like, to have my roots somewhere, and then I'll look into it, because all of the places, either here in the States or in Europe, you need to have like a membership. So I could never train because of that, because sure. I need to have a membership. I need to belong in the country. Like in Germany, I was like, I'm from Europe, but I'm not from Germany. So I couldn't have like a bunch, like a contract at gyms and stuff like that. So it was really hard. So once that's all settled, yeah, I really, really love training MMA. It's so good just rolling around and doing stuff. I would love to train amateur wrestling. It's,
yeah,
like I see that and I'm like, oh, that would be perfect for me. I love like suplexing people around, taking them down. I love that. So hopefully soon I can do that.
Does the fact that you're based out of Europe, does that affect you when it comes to maybe talks with AEW, Impact, Ring of Honor? Has there been any contact there, or like how can that even work right now?
Right now, it's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. I have been talking to some people, but the main issue is the visas.
Sure.
Because right now with COVID, everything is super slow down. Everything, like even like getting married, that I've been looking into it, it takes a while.
Oh yeah,
a long while, like because there's like embassies that are closed or in like minimal hours, and just getting paperwork through, it's just super hard. But we'll, with the people that I'm talking to, we're working on solutions. I cannot say to whom I'm talking.
Sure. Obviously.
But they're like, it's difficult, but I'm trying really hard to make something happen.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not just you. It's a lot of people. Ben Carter had this amazing performance on AEW, and he told me that he worked that for free because they couldn't legally, they had to get around the legal issues. And then rumors are emerging that he signed with NXT UK, and a lot of people are like, well, why would he have signed there? And I'm thinking, well, he can get paid there. He's allowed to get paid there right now. And we don't know how long it would be before an AEW or an Impact or a WWE stateside could make that happen. He was over here doing a lot of work, like just to make his name. And I mean, that's got to be a difficult process.
It's so difficult. Like, I literally, my plan was, okay, I'm going to arrive in the US. I'm going to have like a good showing at the Collective, which I had. I'm very, very proud. Now I want everyone to come talk to me, but they're afraid because I am from Portugal and they cannot legally have me. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. I really want to do something. Please.
You worked, man, it was such a contrast. You went from working Allison Kay to working Billy Starks, who I'm pretty sure is like, what, 16, 17?
She's so young.
And she's really good already. Like, what was, how was that jumping from what you did to a match with Billy Starks?
Yeah. So, first, I was going to have a match with Kylie Rae. Uh-huh. I was super, super excited. Kylie Rae, yes, Jesus. I was like, Kylie Rae? What?
Yeah,
I said it correctly. Jesus. So I had that match. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, she has like a big name. Everyone talks about her. She has a huge buzz. And I was getting like super stressed about it, like super excited, but stressed at the same time. Then once I arrived at the venue, they're like, okay, we're going to put you against Billy. I'm like, Billy, I've seen her. She's super cool. Okay, so I instantly relaxed and I was like, okay, we can have like a really fun match. Super, super excited. We started like calling stuff. I was like, oh, damn, she's so young, but she has like a great mind to it,
yeah,
for it. And she's actually super good. So I was very happy to have that match. Very, very happy. So that it was like a good opportunity for me to show like me dominating / leading someone. It was great. And she actually doesn't need any leading.
Yeah.
She is very, very talented, very talented. And it was a very, very fun match. I really enjoyed it.
What kind of interaction did you get with the likes of like GCW promoter Brett Lauderdale or Mike Blanton, a Black Label Pro? Did you make or establish like any connections there with that? Because right now, independent wrestling in the Midwest United States, like where that show was, it's huge with Warrior and GCW and Black Label Pro. Like, it's all over the place right now out here.
Yeah. So I had some time to talk with Mikey.
Yeah.
He's great. Really good spirits, everything. And there's some stuff in the works.
Hey.
Yeah. With GCW, I actually only saw Brett at the end of the show because I couldn't see him anywhere because he was running around like organizing everything. Like, he was super busy that day. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna leave him alone. I'm just gonna talk to him like at the end, thank him and stuff like that. But we've been in talks like for months now, like for months. He, once COVID hit, it was like super bummed that I wasn't coming over. And then we stayed like in touch, and he said, okay, I definitely want to use you for more stuff. So we're still like figuring out what I can do. And so hopefully like more matches at GCW and Black Label Pro. I really enjoyed those two promotions. Like, they were the first two to like contact me and wanting me to work for them. And it's been great so far, like talking to them both. It's been good.
When you saw Brett, was it at the end of Bloodsport or the end of Black Label Pro?
Bloodsport. So it was literally at the end of the show. Like, of course, like after the match, I was like watching the whole show because it's amazing. And then I was just like so hyper. And then I was like, oh my God, I need to say hello to Brett.
Of course.
I haven't said anything to him. Yeah. But he was like still so busy. And it was like, what, 10, 11? And he was still like working and doing a lot of stuff. Yeah, and I was just like, oh, I hate to bother you, but hi.
I just knew that after the Black Label thing, well, after Ethan's match, him and Ethan were like at it for a little while, and I was like, oh my gosh, did she talk to him then? What was
really?
Going on? Oh, yeah. I mean, they both talked to me about it on the record, so it's out there. It's not like secret information or anything, but they had some words, so to speak, but... I'm
just like super clueless.
Yeah, I think everything will be fine. There are a couple of pros, but as we wrap up, let the people know where they can find you, where they can follow you. We do on the screen have your Twitter and your Linktree, but let the people know where they can support you.
Okay, great. Actually, that's amazing because I have a lot of merch, new merch.
Yeah.
I had like sick photo shoots with like Ryan Loco.
He's
amazing.
Great. He's great.
Yeah, I have new photos and I'm just like so in love with them, which is kind of narcissistic, but I'm in love with the photos.
Not when Ryan's taking those pictures. He's one of the best.
I know, and he's so cool. He's the coolest guy around. So cool. And Nick as well. Like, him and Nick were like taking photos with me and like, oh, I love them both. I want to keep them forever. They're so great. So yeah, links. You guys, I'm only selling promo picks and shipping them to the United States because it's super expensive to ship over to Europe and all around. So you can have promo picks at killerkelly.bigcartel.com. You can visit my prowrestlingtees.com/killerkelly for a lot of t-shirts. I actually created a Teespring. It has like a lot of cool merch. So it's teespring.com/stores/killerkelly. And you can see me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/killerkelly. I love playing horror games and just being scared shitless. It's amazing. Really, really cool. and watch like serial killer documentaries. I love doing
Me too. Me and my wife, that's we live on investigation discovery.
I love it.
One of our podcast co-hosts, like when she applied to, like, I always do my due diligence and I'm like, okay, is this person going to be good on screen? I found that she played a part in an investigation discovery. Yeah, she played a girl that got murdered, unfortunately.
That's cool.
But I was like, oh, she's going to be great. She's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
Before we go, were you ever much into wrestling video games? Was that ever your thing? Or did you like kind of start with as you mentioned, the horror genre?
I started with Bugs Bunny.
Which one? Super Nintendo?
No, at PlayStation 1.
Really?
Yeah. I started with that one. And I occasionally played like on the Sega Mega Drive.
Yeah.
Sega Mega Drive of playing like, was it Mortal Kombat or Tekken?
It would have been Mortal Kombat, but yeah, Tekken eventually was in arcades and PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. So I played that with my big brother and my big sister, and I was obsessed with that as well. And then, of course, wrestling games came on, and I played Raw. I feel like it's the 98 game. Mm-hmm. It was in 1998. I played it on the computer. I was like, oh, this is so cool. And it was like exactly at the same time that I started watching wrestling. So it was like super cool. And then I had all the SmackDown versus Raw, of them, obsessed. And then of course I'm a horror junkie. I love everything horror, as you can see.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I love Freddy Krueger. And so, yeah, completely obsessed. Then I started playing games. I was like, oh, this is my jam. I should start a Twitch soon so people can see me getting shitless, scared shitless.
Well, we encourage people to check that out. Guys, we actually have a list of wrestlers who have Twitch accounts to support these people, get to know them a little bit better. Killer Kelly, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Hopefully we can talk again.
Yes, hopefully. Let's do it.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.